88.9 Shine FM every week. Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
It is the start of February. This year's already rolling right along.
Poof.
Just like that. But it's been a great topic that we actually had through January, but we're not done yet. We're going to continue here in February. 9 tips for talking with kids about trauma. And moms and dads, just a heads up in case you maybe don't want your kids to hear everything right now, you can always go back and listen to the podcast at Kimberly's website, eckertcenter.com.
That's right. And today is tip number 5, encourage children to share their feelings. Sadness, anxiety, fear, stress, even excitement, all feelings are possible in response to a tragedy and violence. Whenever children are feeling big feelings, it is really important for us to slow down and to show understanding and acceptance. And here's another one from Mr. Rogers, Mike.
I like Mr. Rogers.
If we don't let children know it's okay to feel sad and scared, they may think something is wrong with them when they do feel that way. If we can help them accept their own feelings as natural and normal, their feelings will be much more manageable for them. And one of the statements I often give parents is that when we welcome all feelings, we really are teaching our children that their emotions are not dangerous. They're just information. Might even encourage children to express their feelings in some nonverbal ways through drawing, writing, singing, or playing. Play is one of the most important ways young children have for dealing with their concerns. Of course, it's important that if a child is really struggling and you're seeing lots of violent scenes in their play, that might be the time to reach out to a professional. But at home, some of the things that you can do is to be nearby to redirect the play into more nurturing themes, such as the hospital for the wounded or bringing pretend meals for emergency workers.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. So again, Mr. Rogers has lots of great ideas at pbs.org/parents/thrive. And then helping children with tragic events in the news.
Okay.
And finally, I'd like to share one last resource, which is Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. So this stars a 4-year-old Daniel Tiger, his family and friends, as they learn key skills for navigating school and life. Catchy strategy songs about learning social and emotional skills will have the whole family singing. This show for preschoolers is inspired by the iconic Mr. Rogers Neighborhood.
Nice. So, yeah, I never got into that show with the kids. I don't know if it came out after my kids, or we just never got it.
After.
Yeah, but I remember Stephanie Nicole here at Shine. Her kids were big fans of Daniel Tiger. They were talking about that a lot. So that's a good show, too.
Yeah, so parents can check it out. Lots of great ideas. And again, done in a way that kids can really begin to build their emotional literacy skills and self-soothing skills, too.
Awesome. We'll continue this topic with tip number 6 next week. A reminder again, you can go back and listen to the previous episodes, the podcast at eckertcenter.com. And eckertcenter.com has a whole bunch of people that could help out your family.
That's right. So we have an amazing team. We have a north and south location here in Calgary, and we provide services online anywhere in Alberta. And today, Mike, let's go with the fastest person ever. Caller number 1 for our gift certificate for a free consultation with one of my amazing team members.
Sounds good. 403-276-8888 right now. First caller through is going to get that wonderful blessing from Kimberly Eckert. Thank you so much, Kimberly, and we'll chat again next week.
Sounds great, Mike.